I just want to say before I start today that I wasn't able to get my notes over to our sister. So this is the first time, you know, she's heard the sermon. So, you know, pray for her as well as pray for me as we look at the Word of God today.
先跟大家打一声招呼，因为这次呢，牧师没有把他的那个简要的那个中心思想跟我说过，所以呢，今天现在我也是第一次听他的那个今天的讲道内容，所以如果翻得不好的话，请大家多多包涵。
Did you hear about the joke about the hiker who got too close to the edge of the cliff and he fell over?
你们有没有听到过有一个？有一个笑话说有一个爬山的人，他呢到在那个悬崖边上面太近了然后呢他就掉下去。
But as he was falling, he managed to grab onto this tree that was growing out of the side of the cliff.
当他在掉下去的过程当中呢，他抓住了一棵树。
But he was a fairly heavy guy, and so as he held onto this branch, slowly that.That sort of shrub or that tree started to give away and come apart. And so this guy looked down at the bottom of the cliff, and then he looked up to heaven, and he was really panicking.
那个人就看着悬崖的底。然后他又望着天上，他是非常的惊惧。
And he yelled up to heaven at the loud of it, at the height of his voice, "Is there anybody up there who can help me?"
他就向天大声的叫说，有谁能够帮我吗？
And this booming voice came back and says, "Yes, I'm up here and I can help you, but first you've got to let go of the branch."
有一个带着回音的声音告诉他说。我在这里，我可以帮你，但是先把那棵树枝扔掉。
Well, he looked down at the bottom of the cliff, and then he looked up again, and he yelled out, "Is there anybody else up there who can help me?"
他看着悬崖的底，然后他又望着天说，还有谁能帮我？
You ever watched Donald Trump's program? His famous statement is what? "You're fired. You're fired."
你们大家都看过Donald Trump 的他的一个电视节目，他里面的一个很出名的一句话就是说你被解雇了。
Well, sometimes, you know, we're tempted to say that to God. We say to God, "You're fired," because He tells us to let go of this branch, and it looks like the stupidest thing in the world to let go of the branch.
有时候呢，我们也会这么对神说你被解雇了，我不会听你的话，因为想想当时的那个时候，如果放下那个树枝，是一件最愚蠢的事情。
That leads me to what I want to talk with you about for a few minutes this afternoon.
这里呢就引发了我想跟大家讨论的一个主题。
It's important for us to understand that God does not want fans; He wants followers.
我们需要了解的是，神是不需要圣人的，他是需要我们跟从他。
I invite you to turn in your Bibles to two verses in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24.
我们一起打开圣经，看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章二十三到二十四节。
Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24.Reads like this, "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it."
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三到二十四节，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
The big idea of these two verses is simply this, that God doesn't want just fans, but he wants dead serious followers of him.
这两节经文的主题思想就是说 神不并不需要我们热衷于他，而是需要我们忠心的跟随他。
Now I want to reread verse 23 and read it again, and we're going to notice three points from this verse today. Verse 23: May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二十三节，我再读一遍啊。我们从这里面，我们可以分出三点来跟大家分享。二十三节，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Okay, the first point I want you to get is this, that God here is called what? He's called the God of peace.
在这里第一条就是神在这里是被称为是赐我们与平安的神。
This is a very important concept. 7 times in the New Testament, God is called the God of peace.
在圣经里面有七次提到神是赐平安的神。
One of the great words in the Old Testament is the Hebrew word shalom, from which we get this whole idea of peace. Shalom is the Hebrew word, of course, that means peace.
在旧约圣经里面有一个用的非常多的一个希伯来文叫平安，这个就是我们后来延续着一直用的平安这个字。
So when Paul says that God is a God of peace, what he is clearly saying is God is the author of peace. And when he comes into a person's life, that person becomes a peacemaker.
当保罗称神是赐平安的神的时候，他就是指神是造平安的，他赐的平安使我们每一个人得到了平安。
Now, do some of you remember the old television program, Star Trek, starring, among others, Mr. Spock? You remember Mr. Spock of Star Trek?
我们也许有人记得旧的一个连续剧，那个《星球大战》。
Anyone here watch, ever seen Star Trek? Raise your hands. Well, if you do, you remember that Mr. Spock had a hand sign. Do you remember what the hand sign was? Anyone here remember what the hand sign was? Like that, right? It makes a V, right? Like that. But did you know the origin of this V?
那里面有一个男主角，他一直用手做出一个手势，那个手势就代表了一个 V.
You see, Leonard Nimoy, who of course was the actor who played Mr. Spock, is a Jew. And this is a sign that has the significance of the letter in the Hebrew alphabet Shin, which is the first letter in the word Shalom.
其实呢，那个演员他本人他是一个犹太人，这个字呢是在那个希伯来文里面那个 Shalom 的那个第一个字母。
So you see, Mr. Spock wasn't saying that peace comes from the planet Vulcan, but peace rather comes from the Old Testament, the God of the Old Testament. And when God comes into your life, he starts to make you into a peacemaker.
所以这平安这个字是从旧约圣经里面来的。当神进入了你的生命的时候，你就成为一个平安的创造者。
Okay, that brings us to a second point I want you to notice.
第二点我要你们注意的。
Verse 23 says, May he sanctify you through and through, may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless.
愿神使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，完全无可指摘。
That simply means that once you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit wants to start to take control of your personality.
这个就是说，当你成为基督徒的时候，圣灵就要全然的掌控你。
But we have to understand something. When I say he wants to take control of your personality, notice I did not say he wants to change your personality. You see, God has given all of us different personalities. My wife will say, you know, it's good that everyone doesn't have my personality because I'm one of the most boring people. You know, God loves variety. He's given every one of you unique personalities, and He doesn't want you to change your personality once you become a Christian.
神并不是要在你们成为基督徒之后改变你们的个性，而是希望你们保持自己独一无二的个性。
But He wants to take control of your personality.
但是他要掌控你的个性。
This is really the big idea of His statement that He wants to work with our spirit and our soul and our body. Do you see that in verse 23?
这就是在二十三节当中所说的要使我们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
What is our spirit? Our spirit is that part of us that gives us the ability to communicate with the invisible world. Our spirit is that which is within us that enables us to communicate with God.
我们的灵就是使我们能够与神交通的。
And our soul is our personality.
我们的魂是我们的个性。
And our body is the outward expression of what really lies inside of us in our personality.
我们的身子呢，又是我们对我们本身的个性的一种表现。
You know what? The longer I live, the more I have to admit that many times I'm shocked by what is inside of me. Whenever I give in to my old nature,I can be a very dangerous person.
我越老越觉得必须承认，有时候我自己都会惊讶我的内心有时候能够做出一些很危险的决定。
Let me illustrate what I'm getting at by asking you the following question.
让我再来详细的说一下。
Let's say that all of a sudden, out of the blue, you were given complete power over a huge group of people. Say you were given complete control over 100 people.
来举个例子，如果突然之间你被要求来掌管100个人。
Do you think that would change your personality?
你觉得这会改变你的性格吗？
I'm going to tell you a story which will illustrate that it really would change your personality.
我来举个例子会告诉你其实会改变你。
40 years ago, Stanford University did an experiment.
40年前斯坦福大学他们做了一个实验。
The psychology department at Stanford decided that they were going to set up a fake prison.
心理学系他们决定要建立一座假的监狱。
And they hired 100 students. Some of them were to play the role of prisoners,others were to play the role of guards in that prison.
他们呢就邀请了100个学生，在这个100个学生中间，有一些呢他们扮演囚徒有一些呢扮演那个监狱官。
And here's what they did: to those who were playing the role of guards, he gave them complete control over the prisoners.
对那些监狱。他们就给他们完全掌控那些囚徒的那个权利。
They couldn't harm them physically. I mean, they couldn't lay a hand on them, but they could do whatever else they wanted to the prisoners.
他们在体力上面不能够惩罚他们，就是说不能够打他们，但是呢，别的事情他们什么都能做。
And for the first day, nothing happened. You know, the guards and the prisoners were kind of friendly and joked with each other.
什么都没有发生那个监狱长和囚徒们关系还很好。
But the second day, suddenly the guards completely changed and they became very abusive to the prisoners.
那个第二天开始，那些监狱官他们的态度就完全变了。他们对那些囚徒呢表现出来的那种态度，完全就是对他们非常的不好，滥用权力。
For instance, the guards started to curse at the prisoners.
比如说那些监狱长他们开始骂囚徒。
And they would humiliate them. They made them wear hospital gowns just to humiliate these guys who were playing the role of prisoners.
他们还叫囚徒们穿上病人的衣服，就是显然的就是要侮辱他们。
In fact, they became downright sadistic. I mean, they were cruel in the way in which they treated the prisoners on only the second day of this experiment.
仅仅是在第二天，他们就像对待一般的囚徒一样对待那些囚徒的演员。
And get this, the lead researcher, the head of the psych department, who was playing the role of a warden, his whole personality began to change.
那个负责那个研究项目的心理学系的那个人，他也是在扮演那个监狱长的一个角色。他的性格也是完全改变了。
For instance, he would walk around with his hands behind his back. Like, have you ever seen a Nazi movie, Second World War, where the warden is guarding? He's walking around with his hands. This is the head of the psych department. All of a sudden, he's changing.
那个心理学系的主任，他的个性也是完全改变。他走来走去，就像我们平时看到的电影里面的那些纳粹军官一样。
And he changed so much that his girlfriend said, I don't know you anymore. I don't want to know you. And his girlfriend broke off with him because he had changed playing the role of a guard or of the warden of this prison.
他的性格改变了这么多，以至于他的女友也跟他断绝了关系。
And get this, they had to stop this experiment after only 1 week because everything had gotten out of control in just 1 week. Now these are bright college students from Stanford.
他们呢最终在一个星期之后就不得不终止这个实验，因为虽然那些都是非常聪明的大学生，但是呢在一个星期里面所发生的一些事情实在是他们完全不能控制了。
You know, this is a sober lesson, isn't it, of what Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know all of the dark recesses of their heart?
所以说谁都不能知道自己心里面的那个黑暗的一面。
You say, I would never do that. I took a hand survey of our other congregation. I said, how many of you think that you would never do that? Several hands went up. Guess what? Wheaton College, which is a Christian college, did exactly the same experiment about 20 years later, and the same thing happened among Christians at Wheaton College.
有一个基督徒的学校在20年之后也做了一个同样的实验，但是他们得出的结果也是一样的。
You see, that's what Paul is getting at when he says, the Holy Spirit wants to take control of your personality because there are many things in our personalities, even though we're saved, many dark recesses that we have to have given over to the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's only when we do that that we really start to grow in Jesus Christ.
所以只有当圣灵完全地掌管了我们的性格，我们的内心，我们才能够完全地让神来做我们的主人。
But I don't know about you, but you know, when I see that the Lord's trying to change my personality and I keep going back to the way I tend to be, it's easy to get discouraged, isn't it?
如果要改变我们性格的话，我们呢也会就是说经常的回到原来的自我。
And with that in mind, I want you to notice a tremendously encouraging promise found in verse 23b. If you have your Bibles, I want you to get this tremendously encouraging promise.
一个非常鼓舞我们的一个应许，也是在23节里面。
Notice he says, "May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then he goes on to say what? The one who calls you is faithful, and who's going to do it? Are you going to do it? No, it says he will do it. You see, the promise is this, that as we struggle with sin in our lives, as we try to bring our personality under the lordship of Jesus Christ, he promises that he'll be faithful. that He will stick with us, He won't abandon us, and He will change our lives and make us blameless by the day of Christ.
在23和24节里面说，那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。他必他掌管了我们的性个性他的应许就是他是信实的，他必让我们成就所有的。
Now I want you to notice how the book ends. It ends with these words: "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." Do you see that?
那个二十八节是这一第五章的最后一节说，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。
It's interesting that the very first verse of this book says, "Grace and peace be with you," and now it ends, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." So the book begins with grace and it ends with grace.
这一本书它开始的时候是说神的恩典，那最后呢也是说神的恩典。
So do you see? It's all of grace, isn't it? We're saved by grace, we're sanctified by grace, and we're kept by grace.
我们呢被因为神的恩而得救，因为神的恩而成圣，然后我们也因为神的恩而得保守。
That's a great promise, isn't it? That as we struggle many times and even as we fail, that the one who has called us to himself will complete what he has started in our lives.
This is God's big promise, that he will complete this.
Richard Foster, who's a famous Christian writer, tells a sort of amusing story about a father who was in a supermarket one day.
Richard Foster 是一个著名的基督徒作家，他讲了一个故事，说一个父亲在超市里面。
And his toddler son was really cutting up. I mean, he was really misbehaving in the supermarket.
他的小孩子呢，非常的顽皮，在那边实在是皮的不行。
And the father tried to do everything to calm him down, but nothing seemed to work.
那个做父亲的呢，想是。各种的办法想让他安静下来，但是呢，什么都没有成功。
So all of a sudden, the father decided he was going to do something he had never done before.
那突然之间，那父亲就决定做一件事情他从来没做过。
He started to sing this silly song to his toddler son.
他开始唱一首很幼稚的歌。
The song went like this. He sang.I love you, I'm so glad that you're my son, and I'm so glad that I'm your father, I love you. And he kept singing this song to this kid as he was misbehaving in the supermarket.
他就说我很爱你，我非常的高兴你是我的儿子，很高兴我是你的爸爸，这样一首很幼稚的歌。
And it worked! The kid stopped misbehaving, and now he took his son,and out to the car, and he was putting him in his car seat.
想不到这个居然很灵那个孩子不再顽皮了。
And as he was putting him in the car seat, you know what the little boy did? He reached his arms out to him and he said, "Daddy, sing that song again. Sing that song again."
他把他带去车里面，让他坐在汽车座上，然后那个孩子说，爸爸，你再唱一遍。
You see the point, don't you? Many times we misbehave, we're disobedient to Him, but that doesn't discourage our Heavenly Father, and our Heavenly Father sings this song to us. You know, I love you, my son, I love you, my daughter, I'm so glad you're my son and my daughter, and I'm so glad I'm your father. That's what the gospel is all about.
这也是我们属灵生活的一个写照很多的时候我们对神并不顺服，但是神还是对我们说，我爱你们，我很高兴你们是我的儿女。
Ultimately it's all by grace, isn't it? We're saved by grace. Have you got that straight yet? Or are you still trying to work for your salvation?
你们有没有得到了这个真理，就是我们因为神的爱而得救？